The journey to motherhood isn't just about timing or luck. It's fundamentally about the quality of your eggs. Rebecca Fett's groundbreaking work challenges the conventional wisdom that egg quality simply declines with age. Instead, she reveals a critical 3 to 4 month window when eggs undergo final maturation, a period when environmental factors can dramatically influence whether chromosomes separate correctly or create the abnormalities responsible for most miscarriages and failed IVF cycles. This book has become a fertility game changer, with countless women crediting its methods for successful pregnancies after multiple failed attempts. What makes this approach revolutionary is its evidence-based strategy for improving fertility through targeted nutritional interventions during this crucial window, when your actions can make all the difference. When fertility declines with age, it's primarily due to declining egg quality. By 40, up to 80% of eggs contain chromosomal abnormalities, the main cause of miscarriages and failed IVF cycles. Most abnormalities occur during the final months before ovulation, when eggs undergo dramatic growth and meiosis. During this critical window, eggs must precisely align and separate chromosomes, requiring enormous energy. This is where mitochondria become crucial. Each egg contains over 15,000 mitochondria, 10 times more than other cells, highlighting their essential role. With age, mitochondria become damaged and less efficient, creating an energy crisis within the egg. Without sufficient energy, chromosomes can't separate properly, like running a complex system on failing batteries. Environmental toxins, oxidative stress, and inflammation all contribute to this decline. The good news? This 3-month window presents an opportunity to influence egg quality through targeted interventions. By supporting mitochondrial function and reducing oxidative stress, you can potentially improve the odds of developing chromosomally normal eggs, explaining why some women see dramatic improvements in IVF outcomes after just a few months of implementing these strategies. Chemicals in our daily environment may be silently undermining fertility. BPA, bisphenol A, found in plastic containers and paper receipts, disrupts hormonal systems and damages developing eggs. Dr. Patricia Hunt discovered this when observing a 40% increase in chromosomal abnormalities in mouse eggs, traced to BPA leaching from plastic cages. Harvard researchers found women with the highest BPA exposure had nearly double the odds of implantation failure during IVF, while Stanford research showed women in the highest BPA quartile faced 80% greater miscarriage risk. BPA disrupts chromosome alignment during egg development and interferes with fertility hormones. Equally concerning are phthalates, chemicals in soft plastics, vinyl, cleaning products, and fragrances. These reproductive toxins appear in most people's bloodstreams and interfere with ovarian follicle growth by decreasing estrogen production essential for egg development. The good news, reducing exposure can rapidly decrease these chemicals in your system. Replace plastic kitchen items with glass, wood, stainless steel, and ceramics. Avoid hot food in plastic containers and choose BPA-free canned goods or glass packaging. Studies show these changes can reduce phthalate levels by over 50% within days. Several easily treated conditions, often missed by doctors, significantly impact fertility. Three key factors worth investigating are vitamin D deficiency, underactive thyroid, and celiac disease. Vitamin D deficiency substantially affects fertility. Caucasian women with high vitamin D levels are 4 times more likely to conceive through IVF than deficient women. With 36% of Americans deficient, testing is crucial. If deficient, take oil-based supplements with fatty meals for better absorption. Even mild thyroid disorders dramatically increase miscarriage risk. Women with thyroid antibodies experience miscarriage rates up to 36%, compared to 1.8% in women without antibodies. Thyroid hormone therapy can reduce these rates from 13.8% to just 3.5%. celiac disease occurs approximately 3 times more frequently in women with unexplained infertility and increases miscarriage risk almost 9 times higher in untreated patients by preventing proper nutrient absorption, particularly folate. Dental health also matters. Women with periodontitis take about 2 months longer to conceive. If you've struggled with conception, request testing for these conditions and schedule a dental checkup. Taking daily prenatal multivitamins at least 3 months before conception prevents birth defects, improves fertility, enhances egg quality, and reduces miscarriage risk. Folate supports DNA replication and protein synthesis during egg maturation, which begins 3-4 months before ovulation. Women with higher folate levels produce better quality eggs, more mature eggs, and achieve higher IVF pregnancy rates. Coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, is the most important supplement beyond prenatals, improving egg quality by boosting cellular energy. Other beneficial supplements include melatonin for IVF patients only, myo-inositol for PCOS, irregular ovulation or insulin resistance, and DHEA for diminished ovarian reserve. Timing matters. Continue prenatals throughout pregnancy and nursing, start fertility supplements months before conception attempts or IVF cycles, and discontinue most supplements except prenatals once pregnancy occurs or stimulation medications begin. CoQ10 may be the closest thing to a fertility miracle supplement, especially for women in their mid-30s or older. This molecule is essential for energy production within mitochondria, the cellular power plants that generate ATP, our body's energy currency. Aging causes mitochondrial damage and reduced efficiency, particularly affecting eggs, which require enormous energy for proper chromosome separation. Research confirms aging eggs have more mitochondrial damage and fewer mitochondria in surrounding follicle cells. The evidence for CoQ10 is compelling. Lab studies show it more than doubled the proportion of cow eggs developing to 5-day embryos, while human studies found higher CoQ10 levels in follicles containing mature eggs that developed into high-grade embryos. Choose ubiquinol, the active antioxidant form with superior absorption compared to standard ubiquinone. Clinical studies typically use 600 milligrams of traditional CoQ10, equivalent to 200 to 300 milligrams ubiquinol, for women aged 35 to 43 with previous IVF failures. Since eggs take months to develop and CoQ10 accumulates slowly in tissues, begin supplementation 4 to 6 months before conception attempts. Even shorter durations help, though longer supplementation may yield better results. The journey to better egg quality requires 3 focused months of implementing evidence-based strategies tailored to your situation. These approaches can improve conception chances regardless of where you are in your fertility journey. For all women trying to conceive, start with these foundations: prenatal multivitamin with 800 micrograms folic acid, 100 milligrams ubiquinol CoQ10 with food, reduced BPA exposure, and a Mediterranean diet rich in fruits, vegetables, olive oil, nuts, and lean protein while limiting refined carbs. If facing unexplained fertility issues, test for vitamin D deficiency, celiac disease, and underactive thyroid. Consider increasing CoQ10 to 200 milligrams and adding vitamin E, 200 IU, or R-alpha-lipoic acid, 100 to 600 milligrams daily. For PCOS or irregular ovulation, take myo-inositol, 4 grams daily, split between morning and evening, limit sugar and refined carbs, and consider alpha-lipoic acid, 600 milligrams twice daily, to control oxidative stress. Women with recurrent miscarriage should take up to 300 milligrams CoQ10 daily, plus additional antioxidants, consider myo-inositol for insulin resistance, and test for underactive thyroid and celiac disease. Remember that egg quality can be influenced during the 3-month window before ovulation. These strategies give you the best possible chance of conception and a healthy pregnancy, regardless of age or fertility history.